Back here with another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse and Noah Cassidy joining me on this Monday for another episode of Did You Know Show after a nice weekend.
Oh, it was a great weekend. Definitely a good weekend. Got my fam in this week as well, so it's going to have a long week in general, but I think we have some good Did You Know Shows for today.
Yeah, we do.
So
we certainly do.
Mine's a little weird.
Okay.
I say weird. It's just unconventional, we'll say. Did you know the Pringles inventor, his name was Frederick, I believe it's Bauer, something like that. It's B-A-U-R, if you know how to pronounce that out there. Hopefully you do. I think it's Bauer. But anyways, Pringles inventor Frederick Bauer, his ashes were buried in a Pringles can.
Oh, did he want that? He requested that? He was really proud of his inventor?
Yeah, I believe he was very...
I'm just going to stick with the brand through my life and even into death.
Yep, so like you said, most people, it's either a coffin... Or if they do get cremated, it's like an urn or something like that. But not the inventor. He decided he was so devoted to his innovative packaging method of these Pringles snacks, the tube, or that he was just like, you know, it's such a good thing. I'm just going to have my ashes buried in a Pringles can. And so this is his quote. When my dad first raised the burial idea in the 1980s, I chuckled about it. His eldest son said that. So Larry was his name. He said of his father's wishes. So, but this was not a joke, actually. So after the inventor died in 2008, his children actually made a stop on their way to the funeral at Walgreens, where they had to decide which can to choose.
Oh, my gosh. So they just picked out. They just bought one from the local store.
It wasn't even a specially made Pringles can. Wow. They just walked into a Walgreens. And so, and this is another quote-unquote, my siblings and I briefly debated what flavor to use. He added sour cream and onion, barbecue, but he said, look, original. We need to use the original.
Yes,
bango,
original.
There you go. So his ashes now rest in a can at his grave in a suburban section of Cincinnati, Ohio, in the Pringles original flavored Pringles can.
That's crazy. Did they wash it out first? Is it just
I don't know. It didn't say that.
With the saltiness of the
chips? I want to know if they ate the chips or did they just dump them out. I'm not sure, but
that is bizarre.
There you go.
That's a good one. I definitely did not know that. That
never would have guessed.
I don't think anybody did.
Nope.
But okay, now it's time for mine. Did you know champagne corks can fly at speeds of up to 50 miles per hour?
No, I had no idea.
So, you know, I mean, I've seen some of the videos. People love popping the champagne bottles. I've seen some of the videos gone wrong.
Where the champagne bottle blows up.
And then pops them in the face.
Yes.
They're trying to shake it. And they're like, why won't this come up? And
you
know, they point it the wrong direction. Yep. Like, you know, anything that's loaded, you should never do. Even a champagne cork, you definitely shouldn't do that. Because 50 miles per hour.
It hurts.
Champagne, that could
take your eye out.
Close proximity like that, yeah. So that's pretty interesting. You know, I mean, normally when those go wrong, you can tell the person's in pain, but I didn't really know at what speed. So that's pretty wild.
I guess it loses a lot of velocity because it's a cork, maybe.
Yeah.
So that's why it doesn't fly as far, because it doesn't really fly that far.
Sometimes I've seen them pop up in the air and go pretty high up. But yeah, you're right. But I think it's also the material, too. You know, it's not meant to cut through the air that quickly. But yeah, so it was a German scientist that calculated... The average speed is just under 25 miles per hour, but that they noted that during proper conditions, the max speed was 62 miles per hour.
Ooh.
And then there's other sources, including the American Academy of Ophthalmology, that champagne corks can easily go flying around 50 miles per hour. So there's a little bit of...
Give or take.
Yeah, different studies have come up with different tests. I didn't know there was that many studies about the speed of
champagne. I didn't know
corks.
It was that important, but hey.
But it appears that the one done in America says 50 miles per hour. Pretty standard for a champagne cork. So if you've got any celebrations coming up, make sure that you're careful about it. You know, celebrate, pop that bottle, but... Make sure you're not pointing at your face.
Yeah, if you're going to point it at somebody else. Just don't hit yourself in the face and make yourself a viral clip on the internet.
Exactly. Well, there you go. That's our Did You Know Show facts today. Champagne corks flying pretty fast. Also, the Pringles, man. Staying true.
In the Pringles can.
Wow. That was a good episode of the Did You Know Show. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another one.